Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Monday, after all. Yep, the 24th of October is upon us. I'm Doug Stephan here on the Good Day program. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Some people spell it J-S-T-E-V-E-N, like it was Stephen. Well, I always love it when at the airport they call them. My name, Stephen Dudley, please come to the counter for a new ticket to see us.
Well, there was one person who you had hired on to help you with the email stuff or a computer thing, and then I was assisting them, and he kept referring to you as Mr. Stefan.
Yes, Mr. Stefan.
I was like, that's kind of fun.
Yes, Mr. Stefan.
Mr. Stefan.
Much more. Yes, Mr. Stefan, please come to the surface. Here's a story from Washington State, about a woman who is in the hospital. That's not good. She got injured from a bear attack. This is about the third one we've talked about in as many weeks, right?
Yeah,
another big bear attack.
I keep talking about.
This woman let her dog out over the weekend. She was this female black bear saw the dog, chased after the dog, chased after her, and she punched the bear in the nose. She said, excuse me, it was just instinctive. She hit the animal in the face, and the bear ran back into the woods. Now that after, she did some damage.
A pop in the nose hurts. Nobody likes that. That is not what they say to do with sharks, too?
Yes, get them in the nose. Yep, do as much as you can. So the people that are in charge of animal husbandry or whatever it is say if the bear knocks you down, your solution is to fight. And she said it was just instinct for her anyway. Let's see. What's this woman's name? I don't think she was identified, was she? I didn't see a name attached to this.
No, not identified.
No, but imagine, put yourself in that position, right? And especially if the bear is big. This bear apparently was overweight because he'd been running around the neighborhood eating leftovers and trash. So that happens. And then this mother had a couple of cubs, and that's not good. You don't want to mess around with a bear got a couple of cubs. But this is what's happening around the country because suburbia spreads out and eats up the habitat of the bears or the coyotes or the deer or whatever it happens to be around. So you're going to have these problems more and more and more, and that's why I reflected on what I said. This stuff is happening. It's distracting, in fact. It's happening so much. So, all right, the election. Week, 2 weeks, what is it? 2 weeks from Tuesday, I think, isn't it? The 8th? Yeah, 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking a lot of the time I spend on the plane going back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast when I do it like I did this weekend to celebrate my son's birthday, there is a lot of time for reading, contemplation. My life starts 5 o'clock in the morning and goes until 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I don't stop. I just keep going from one. So I don't have the time often, and it bothers me sometimes because I want to have time to just think things through. So as I was sitting on the plane reading an article in one of the magazines that I look at that brings me up to speed sort of when it comes to politics, the stuff that we may not address or talk about, because we're not really a political program, Jay. I deal with it because it's an issue. But there is a lot of behind-the-scenes thinking going on as to who will win, the speculation in the news media. Okay, these guys are going to win because, those guys are going to win because. And, it really gets right down to the issues. And the issue for most people today is the cost of everything. Inflation. What it costs you to buy gasoline. We were talking earlier about how to help yourself at home because the energy costs are way up. Wait till you price your Thanksgiving dinner. And you don't think that's going to be a bellwether of where we are inflation-wide. Food, the interest in what's going to happen, food inflation is a real big problem. So is that number one? The stock market is dropping, so that's destroying wealth to a point. The rising interest rates, there's a lot of crime. And these are all, so everything there is a negative. Most people vote not on the positive, but on the negative. There hasn't been any good news the last few years about much of anything. We find good news stories to try to start each hour with, but generally speaking, with a pandemic, the things that are associated with that business, it's just been this lousy last couple of years,
it's
right?
It's a lot.
And I think we're all worn out from the negative bickering going back and forth, the biased news coverage that attacks our heads. You know, our heads hurt after all of this stuff. We want peace and quiet, the end of lies, the nonsense that's going on. So who is it, if you really take the time to study the people who are running for various offices, whether it be governor's chairs, whether it be senator seats, whether it be Congress people, who gives you a sense of peace? Who gives you a sense of understanding what the real issues are? If you don't find somebody, then it's almost not worth voting. You know, I'd say vote. We spent so much time voting against somebody. I can't remember the last time, especially when it came to presidential stuff. I'm voting against someone, not for someone,
Somebody out of office rather than voting for with the purpose to get somebody in office. And I don't think any politician checks all of the boxes for everything, where somebody agrees with everything a single person stands for, but it goes with what they are most passionate about, and then that's the one thing they go with, and they kind of disregard some of the things that they disagree with the most.
You know, I was talking to Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown show over the weekend about the hit piece that CBS did on talk radio on Sunday morning. Ted Koppel was substituting for Jane Pauley. And Michael was interviewed for the show. Some of you may have seen it on CBS on Sunday morning. It was deplorable. It was, and I say that understanding the focus and not liking the political focus of a lot of talk radio programs, but this was just another example of what they were railing about with regard to conservative talk radio. It was the same thing on television. CBS is notoriously liberal, and they have closed minds when it comes to understanding how the medium actually works. So they do this, they take these supposed mainstream journalists that are the exact same thing as the one-sided talk radio hosts, and they discuss talk radio and how bad it is for America. You can imagine, after reviewing that, I hadn't seen, nor had I paid much attention, I'd heard some scuttlebutt, but Michael and I really got into it on the countdown, and then I did more to understand why they would devote a whole show to exploring how talk radio divides the nation. Now, I like Mark Levin, but I don't like what he does on the air. You can like somebody and not like what's on the air. I like Sean Hannity a lot, but I don't like what he does on the air. And it maybe doesn't have to do with what they say as much as how they say it. Do you know what I mean? Like, your mother used to say to you, I don't like your tone of voice. So that's kind of what this is, right? It's a tone that's being set, and it doesn't fix anything. They can say, well, it's their fault. Well, even doing that, it doesn't fix anything to say it's their fault. Maybe it is. But how does that,
what does that do? Yeah.
They talk about how 35 years, because that's how long ago Limbaugh got started, how that changed everything. And they interview a couple of people who wrote books on talk radio, and how it may be that sooner or later the Republicans or the hardcore right wingers on the air will torch the country's form of government. That's how some people said. That's how dangerous it was. Anyway, Michael said that America would be better served if liberal talk radio was as popular as conservative talk radio. CBS said, or the guy on the air with him said, that's dopey. yeah. So Limbaugh, you know, they compared Limbaugh to Jon Stewart, which is an apt, actually a pretty good comparison, because Limbaugh was to the right what Stewart is or was to the left. And they both did a good job at it. It was entertaining. So why can't we, why do we have to be so hardcore? I guess that's one of the things I took away from listening to all this stuff. Why don't we have some fun with it? Even, you know, it's not that serious. And you guys are not doing anything to help, you know, the cause, if you will. That's what, the way I see it anyway. All right, a few thoughts at 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
There's a stunning mosaic depicting the Trojan War that's been found in Syria. Did you see that, Jay? This
look at the pictures of it. The detail of this. Uh-huh.
Right. Yep. And this goes back to 1600 years ago, when the Roman Empire was still, you know, big. It was big time. And the Trojan, we all know about the, you know, the, what do they call it? The Trojan horse,
mm-hmm.
where the horse was full of soldiers.
It was like a gift.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's a lot of stuff on here. Poseidon, the Neptune, Roman gods, Greek gods, that sort of stuff. Hercules, lots of Amazons. There's like pictures of Amazons. Anyway, the mosaic was discovered in a 4th century building in a place that was basically a public bathhouse back then. So that's kind of an interesting, good find. More history, which we need to see more of, I think, 21 after the hour.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Another focus on how much rest you get. Ken recommends, or I guess all of the medical journals say, it used to be 7 to 8, now it's back to like 6 or 7.
Actually, the recommendation, 7 hours of sleep per night is the right number for all of us. And if you're not exactly at 7, you know, you don't get stressed out, but close as you can to 7 hours per night is the right number.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Letting it all hang out. Coming up to 24 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media time. What's trending? Doug's dirt on Cobra Kai. If you're a hardcore Cobra Kai fan, and apparently James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, is a hardcore Cobra Kai fan, grab your wallet. Hold on. I'll tell you how you can spend a little dough right after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. So let's figure this out, Jay, shall we? What's going on? James, you can feel free to jump in here. As soon as I said something about Cobra Kai, I heard that in your voice. So the mansion featured on the program is now a short-term rental. Overnight stays are not cheap. Matter of fact, $2,300 a night.
And then you also have the addition of add-ons. If you want to splurge and spend some more money, you can pay for karate lessons. You can get a private chef. There's a chauffeur service, exotic car rentals, a masseuse that will come to the mansion, private security if you want to feel super fancy. You can even get a private jet to charter.
So this is down in Marietta, Georgia. Some people think this is in Hollywood, but it's not. And the home recently sold for $2.5 million. the buyer planning to convert the property into a rental. They're going to spend $1 million to restore it to its earlier state. 9,100 square feet, 6 bedrooms, each with a bathroom, sleeps 12. So is it worth $2,390? Yeah, I would think.
I think so, especially if you get a group of people, because the back sitting area, the pool, the hot tub,
right,
it has so many amenities that if you get enough people and everybody chips in for the price, I think it definitely makes it worth it.
You know, I was looking for places to rent for the winter while I was out in California this weekend, and I went to a couple of places that were so dirty. The guy said to me, "What would you think?" I said to him, "I think it's dirty. It isn't for me." You know, if you spend a couple of $1,000 and painted the place up and cleaned it up, the people are thinking, well, we can rent anything for $4,000 a month. Let's go.
Yes. Or you get that comment of, well, if you rent it, we'll get this all fixed up once you move in.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, no.
No.
Not how it works.
Now. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yep. So anyway, those are for hardcore Cobra Kai folks. Those are fun experiences, I'm sure, that you can have if you're so inclined. 28 after the hour.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Rebuffed by Western countries, Russia doubled down on its claim that Kyiv is preparing to use a dirty bomb in Ukraine and said it would bring the issue to the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Russia sent a letter on its claims about Kyiv to the United Nations late on Monday, and diplomats said Moscow planned to raise the issue with the Security Council at a closed meeting the following day. Rishi Sunak will become Britain's first prime minister of color on Tuesday after he won the race to lead the Conservative Party, tasked with steering a deeply divided country through an economic downturn set to leave millions of people poorer. Sunak, 42, will become the country's youngest leader in modern times. Jury selection began on Monday in the tax fraud trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump's company, with the Trump Organization ready to accuse its longtime chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, of lying in a criminal case in which it accused of awarding off-the-books benefits to some senior executives. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This is a story from the St. Jude Children's Hospital, where patients mark the end of chemo with a special No More Chemo party. It's hosted by doctors and people that are on the staff there at the hospital. So this doctor surprised his patient by donning a pink unicorn suit.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the serious to the sublime and back again, 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program, October 24th. Jay Kirshner and I are here to celebrate the day. And one of the things that is to be celebrated, apparently, is Diwali. Okay? The Festival of Lights.
Yeah, Diwali. Usually celebrated. Really, this is like, I believe this is like Christmas. It's very beautiful.
Hindus and Sikhs celebrate it around the world. The name of the festival derived from Avali, which means row, and Deepo, which means clay lamps. Okay. So this is the Festival of Lights. Okay. That makes sense, right? Sparklers, fireworks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What are they celebrating, though? The movement from fall to winter? What's the, why is this something that's done usually in October or November every year? Last 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are they really celebrating? I don't get what they really, is it a change? I don't know what they're celebrating. They're just making a lot of racket and noise and lots of lights and stuff. And that probably sounds pretty ignorant. I've actually never heard of it until you brought it to my attention, Jay. I've never heard of this before, this festival.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm fairly well informed, I think. But in this case, I'm not well informed at all. It goes back to the 7th century when people in that religious tradition decided that they were going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like with all the lights. It's like triumph of light over darkness, or like good over evil.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm buying that. Søren Kierkegaard. Did you ever study him when you were in school?
Great
philosopher.
Know.
Yeah. Danish philosopher. Dabbled in theology. That's why I studied him as a. I was a religion minor. And as political science and the religions of the world fascinated me then and fascinated me now. And some of the philosophers who were responsible for cooking up some of the religious philosophy that we've, whether you know it or you don't know it, has been part of poetry, part of writing, and Kierkegaard was really great at that. And one of the most important things he ever wrote was the following. Above all, do not forget your duty to love yourself, which is the message that any good shrink should pass along to you as a patient. Maybe you don't. You have one visit to a shrink, and you spend 5 minutes with him or her, and he or she says, do not forget to love yourself, which is one of the things that most people, there's a real difference between narcissistic focus on oneself and the love of oneself. Do you understand that, Jay? Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Acceptance versus confidence versus cockiness.
Right. Yeah. And I will tell you, in this circumstance, there, I was talking to you off air, I think in the last half hour, about Elizabeth Hurley and what she is celebrated for, the way she looks at 57, the way she sets a standard that's different than other people, because she likes her body, she's comfortable in her body, and she feels like if she wants to treat her body the way she treats it, then why should that make other people uncomfortable?
Exactly.
And you know what? Really shouldn't. Embrace your body. Embrace your mind. Embrace you. But do it in a way that is loving of yourself, not necessarily just calling attention. And maybe there's a fine line there. I don't know. Do you think there is a fine line between, look me, it's me, it's all about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe doing something that's a little bit more thoughtful. Anyway, that is food for thought, for sure. Let's see what's going on here. I think we're going to have a conversation. I know we're going to have a conversation with Jim Lang. No relation to the Jim Lang that used to host game shows for many, many years. This fellow is the author of The Happy Wife, Happy Life. I didn't hear that. Maybe if I'd heard it when I was married, I might still be married, although probably not. But there is something, too, having a happy wife and having a happy life. Do you think your husband Ryan subscribes to that? What do you think?
No, we don't. We actually have talked about this, where it's our individual, it's up to us to be happy. Happiness is within somebody else, but also if we want to contribute to the happiness of each other, it's not really a happy one spouse equals a happy other spouse. It's we're a team.
Right. I think that's a great way of looking at it. I've had relationships when I had to walk on eggshells. It's no fun, and it's not good. So if you want to stop, if you're walking on eggshells and you want to stop walking on eggshells, stick around for a few minutes, because we're going to get to that with Jim Lang after we focus on members of the cancer community being recognized this week for their dedication, providing services and support for people who have cancer. Here's Andy Solomon with more on that story.
The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Equity Award winner is Center for Hope. The center's director, David Wetter.
The Center for Health Outcomes and Population Equity, or Center for Hope, serves as the bridge between scientists and community organizations, including healthcare, government, education, and nonprofits throughout Utah and the Mountain West.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
By bringing communities and researchers together, the Center for Hope creates long-term solutions to prevent cancer and improve health among populations that have been historically marginalized.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Well, I guess we don't have
you and
Jim
Jay and talking about this subject. I'm really excited about this. And yes, it's possible I shut out half of the audience, but in reality, I discover why here in just a moment.
I'm sorry, we're hearing about every third word from you, and I'm distressed a little bit with that. Let's keep going and see if we can make this connection work. Anyway, how is this something that's from your life, Jim? Is this something that was going on with you, and that's why you thought it was important to explore it?
This is something that I dealt with in my life, in which I felt my wife's happiness was up to me. And matter of fact, Jay touched on it just a moment ago, right before the story that you shared about that she and her husband have mentioned that it's up to each of us to be happy. And our own happiness is up to us. And when I was making my wife's happiness my responsibility, it really led to another thing that you mentioned earlier, that really not loving myself.
Mm-hmm. I have
well
been
for our marriage at all.
Yeah, I've been in relationships, one that was particularly important to me, but yet I realized, and she said the same thing, she thought she was walking on eggshells with me, and I know I was walking on eggshells with her, and it begs the question, why do you want to, or why do you feel served by being in a relationship like that? Is that basically your premise as well?
Well, it is. However, I believe that if the sooner we can get away from walking on eggshells, we're going to give our marriage the chance to thrive. When we're walking on eggshells, we have no chance to thrive because we're really trying to keep this false peace, which is not a reality. And in fact, we need to get in there and confront the things that are interfering with the peace in our relationship. And I do believe there are ways to break through this and restore relationships, but it's going to take the man, in the case of what I'm talking about here, or the woman, to stand up and really to take that stand for the marriage and be willing to face the pain that they're certainly going to face going through this. And that's what I realized through this process, Doug, was that I was really being selfish. When For years and years and years, I thought I was the most loving husband on the planet. But I was being selfish because I just didn't want to face pain. And that's the reason why I was walking on eggshells.
See, I think that it goes both ways, even though you say that it's more you're a men's relationship coach and the thing is aimed at that. But I think that you could easily make this a two-way street. I don't think there's any, you know, men can be victims of spousal abuse. Women make more noise or seem there are more instances of it, so it gets more attention. But I know some men in my life, and actually I was in a couple of relationships, and I wonder, I guess I'm going to ask this to you and say it out loud when it comes to me. How much of this is what we bring on our own self because of our feelings of inadequacy or what we've been brought up to believe about ourselves? How much of that is here in this? We believe we don't deserve to have a good relationship. We get involved with women who are not accessible. They're not available.
I would agree wholeheartedly with what you just said. I think, Doug, you hit the nail on the head. And in the Happy Wife, Happy Life Deception, I unpack a lot of that. Most of it is inside of us, I believe, that from my experience and all the men that I've coached, there's something that has happened in our childhoods which has given us, in my case, it was a fear of rejection, and it kept me stuck in this place. In others, there's other different things that have happened in their childhoods that have kept them in this place and made them feel this inadequacy. And that inadequacy really attracts certain types of women or men, if we're talking about women, and those relationships end up being very prevalent in our society as a result of that.
Hmm. So then the bottom line is, the fix is, other than to read your book, or in addition to reading your book, which, by the way, is available at jimlangbook.com, you can learn about the workshops that you are creating. When you do you find it hard to get to the audience that you want to hit, or is it pretty easy? People say, men don't like to admit this sort of thing, do they?
No, that's absolutely true. But what's remarkable about this, Doug, is that what I have found is very easy to find this audience, because I think this is an epidemic in our culture.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
And
it seems like anytime I speak, anytime I go places, men come up like out of the woodwork to tell me about these things. And mm-hmm. I know that I'm called to help men through this because I want them to learn from my mistakes. And, you know, if you're a man who's here, I think there's three things that are critical for you in walking through this. And the first thing is own your passivity and timidity and quit blaming your wife.
This is no blame.
You can't do anything to control her.
No.
And the other thing is, don't be a lone ranger. You know, don't do this alone. We as men, typically, when things are going sideways, we want to pull up by ourselves, but that's the worst thing that we can do.
Buck up. Yeah, let's get tough. All right, again, Jim Lang at jimlangbook.com. I imagine you get this book on Amazon as well. It's called The Happy Wife, Happy Life Deception, How to Stop Walking on Eggshells and Be the Man You Were Made to Be. Jim Lang, thanks for being here. Art, good day. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This sounds like an exquisite beginning to an exquisite movie. And in fact, it is a good movie. This is from the movie Dave, which was around, what, 25 years ago, Chuck? Or how long ago was this
1993,
movie?
Doug.
Wow, it was 30 years ago. Good heavens.
Time flies. Great. You know, you wake up and it's a new day and time keeps moving forward.
Thank you for that philosophy.
You're welcome.
So Kevin Kline was... Yeah, Kevin Kline was really good in this movie. I think it's
very
a classic movie. Yeah,
it's his birthday today, by the way. 75 years old.
Ah, good for him. Happy birthday. Isn't he in a movie? He's in a movie,
yeah,
with...
Yeah, it's called The Good House. Him and Sigourney Weaver were both in the movie together, Dave. Dave was a hit. The Good House is one of those more what they call an art house film, which has basically made no money. In the theaters that it's been in, which tells you the change of culture in movie going. We're just speaking, you know, off the air, saying how times have changed so dramatically since Dave, a movie like Dave came out in 1993, and then brought up American President, another movie that was a terrific film. And you have to wonder if either one of those two movies were made now and released in theaters, the fact that we're being force-fed so many superhero movies, is there an audience?
Yeah, here we go. All right, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Honest. Go ahead.
The fact that this movie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts has done as well as it has.
Well, it's $16 million. Listen, they consider that...
No, but it did
$75
million overseas. Right. It did $75 million overseas. Yeah, I think it shows that there is interest. Well, I want to see movies like that.
Let me give you another example. I had this talk with somebody yesterday. If Pretty Woman came out today, now it was a huge hit when it came out, huge hit. Would Pretty Woman make the even close to the dent in the box office that it did almost 30 years ago?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I do.
I hate saying that. I wanted to. I just don't. I just think I think if you're force-fed for so long a certain product and people have gotten used to going to certain things, and generationally, a lot of younger people that I speak to, they don't want to go to the movies. They don't have any.
The world doesn't revolve around them, and it's time we stopped paying so much attention to what they want and pay attention to what other people want. You're just giving in to all of the baloney. It sounds to me like a right-wing radio show where everybody says, Trump.
I got another point I want to talk to you about. Okay, tonight, listen to this. I want your opinion. Tonight I'm doing a movie screening, which I get to pick the movie for the college ESU girls soccer team. Since it's going to be Halloween, I want to do a horror movie. Okay?
Right.
So the coach comes back to me and says, I'd appreciate it if you don't show a movie rated R. And I sent a text back, and I like her. I said, are you serious with that question? They're in college. Like, is that even an issue? And it evidently, it is. So I have to, I still can't believe it. So I have to pick a movie that's Halloween themed that's not rated R, which is not easy to do. But you have thoughts on that?
The Cabin in the Woods, isn't that PG-13?
I don't know. I mean, I could show Poltergeist. I could show. I still think when the movie starts, I'm going to show an R-rated movie and break what they say because it's just what I do. But I am a little taken back by that. It's sort of perplexing.
The people who are who think like that, it may be that it would be nice if people thought that way, but it's not reality. And I can go back when we were teenagers, we were doing things that we weren't supposed to. So to suggest something like that is like sticking your head in the sand.
But 19, 20, 21-year-old girls.
These are over 18.
Skittish on watching an R-rated
you could show an
horror movie. I don't really understand. Listen, my daughter, when she was 13, watched Negan hit Abraham and Glenn over the head with a bat on The Walking Dead, and she survived.
I wonder about you as a parent sometimes.
So anyway, right. Black Adam, number one, $67 million. It's a solid opening. It's not stupendous, but it is very solid. I saw it. I got to tell you, Doug, this movie's really entertaining. It's really entertaining. He's really good, Dwayne Johnson, and Pierce Brosnan's awesome in this movie as a supporting character. Really good, has emotional power, and I think word of mouth among the general public is going to be really good. Critics so-so, but the public's going to like this movie. It was good. I liked it.
Well, I got that. Your enthusiasm is great. All right, 2 seconds. What else? Who else is on the top five?
Paradise second, $16 million, and Smile ran at the top three, 8.5. That one's done very, very well.
All right. Chuck Curry here with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.